Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Hello and welcome to episode number 532 of Smart Podcast Trashy Books. I'm Sarah Wendell. With me is Amanda, and we have zany questions. We are going to talk about insults, ghosts, pets, more very silly things. So if you're thinking I could use some laughter, this might be the perfect episode for you. I also want to know the answers that you have to our questions. And I will have some info in the outro, which is totally a word, by the way, about how you can tell us the answers that you have to our questions. Hello, and thank you to our Patreon community. I have a compliment to Sarah J. Hello to a fellow Sarah. All of the earthworms burrowing through the garden like to spell your name to honor how great you are for the world. And if you would like a compliment of your very own, have a look at our Patreon. We are renovating the Patreon, or I am renovating the Patreon, and we are doing cool stuff. I have bonus episodes. We're going to have a Discord server by the end of the month. And I am really looking forward to interacting more with everybody in the Patreon community. So have a look at patreon.com/smartbitches. This episode is brought to you by A Ghost in Shining Armor by Therese Beharry. Therese Beharry puts a unique spin on the always popular trope of the fake relationship. This time, it's with a ghost. This Cape Town set rom-com is the second in a duology about two South African sisters who were separated as children but reunite as adults, only to learn they've each developed very special abilities. Gemma Daniels has never been quite the down-to-earth woman her adoptive parents raised her to be. She even has a unique gift. She can see ghosts. And she likes helping them settle their unfinished business. But the hotter-than-hot stranger she impulsively kisses on a bet is not only a phantom, but a ghost who's determined to help her. And the only way Gemma can explain his presence is to pretend that they're a real-life couple. Levi Walker lived and died to save his sister. But now he's got a second chance at life if he can help Gemma reunite with her own sibling and then never see Gemma again. But as he starts to enjoy her irrepressible personality, he's finding it hard to abide by any rules at all. You can find A Ghost in Shining Armor by Therese Beharry wherever books are sold. Find out more at kensingtonbooks.com. This episode is brought to you in part by my favorite comfortable washable shoes, Rothy's. I really do love them this much. I just came back from a wedding and I had Rothy's with me. Why did I have them with me? Because they matched my outfit perfectly. They were a gorgeous blue. And when it came time to help set up, clean up, clear, and you know, you can't go to a party without helping out, right? My feet were entirely comfortable. They didn't even get swollen. Because the shoes are stretchable and elegant, and I always look perfectly dressed, even when I'm trying to be the most comfortable. When I travel, I often start with which pair of Rothy's am I bringing? This time it was the blue points, but I also have the flat, the lace-ups, and I love my new moccasins, which are screaming hot pink. I love them so much. I cannot tell you how comfortable they are right out of the box, and I can't tell you how much I love washing them because actually mine are in the wash right now. They're washable, they're durable, they're comfortable. They're all of the things I love, and they're perfect for travel when I have to be dressed up and also comfortable and taking out the trash. Find your new favorite shoes and get ready to be asked, are those Rothy's? Which totally happened to me, by the way. Plus, you can get $20 off your first purchase at rothys.com/Sarah. That's rothys.com/Sarah. And if you'd like suggestions on which pair to buy, always feel free to email me. This episode is brought to you in part by Athletic Greens. If you are looking for an all-in-one supplement to start your day and you would like to have one that tastes good, of course you would, take a look at Athletic Greens. I started taking Athletic Greens because it's so easy. It contains everything I need and want in a supplement. It's fast, it tastes good, and it's easy. First thing in the morning, one scoop, cold water, and I'm done. My stomach never gets upset either, and that's often an issue. Athletic Greens is a small micro habit with very big benefits. It's one thing you can do every single day to take great care of yourself. It's vegan, dairy-free, gluten-free, and contains less than a gram of sugar with no GMOs. Athletic Greens has over 7,000 five-star reviews and is a climate-neutral company. Plus, their travel packs are easy to bring along when you're traveling, which is a lifesaver for me when I switch time zones, and it's sometimes hard to find food when I'm hungry. Right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop and a cup of water every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look after your health. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/Sarah. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/Sarah to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. All right, are you ready for silliness? We've got a lot of silliness. Let's do this podcast. So I told you that we have a new cat.
Yes.
Her name is Katie. We adopted her because my neighbors moved out and left her behind because they were, quote, trying to find a home for her. And I was so mad that I, well, somehow convinced everybody in the house, yes, we should have another cat. That sounds great. So Katie has been getting used to us mostly in my younger child's room and sometimes in my older child's room. But she loves to be in their bedrooms. She has her own little bean. She has a little felt nest that looks like a little bean. So she goes in her bean. She is becoming more active. And this morning, when I was trying to do yoga, she was standing inside my younger son's bedroom door, just yelling. And she is so small. She is a full-grown cat, but she is like half the size of Wilbur. She is teeny and wee. And she is loud when she is mad. So Lady Katie, Princess of Tales, was demanding to exit the room. Now, do you remember when we first adopted Orville and Wilbur, that they would just hide under the futon and we didn't see them for like 3 months? They just hid under the futon in my office. Well, I'm currently in my office and I have Wilbur right here and he's doing the drop the cat food so I can chase it game. So I take a piece of cat food and I flick it across the floor and he chases it. But guess who is currently under the futon of concealment?
Katie!
She demands to leave the room. She yells about the fact that she is not allowed to prance about the house and then immediately reports to the futon of concealment. Like, I feel like it's some sort of gateway portal to the rest of the house. Like,
she's on an adventure.
She's on an adventure surrounded by all of the books that arrive in the mail that I can't possibly read this quickly and like some quilting supplies. And she's under the futon and Wilbur is here. And Wilbur seems a little stressed because he's like, she's under the futon, but she's not talking to me. Like, they're not yelling at each other. They stare. Sometimes there's mild growling and then we separate them. But Wilbur is like, can we just hang out now?
Oh,
like he's like Shaggy from Scooby-Doo, this cat. He's like, can we just have some snacks and chill and, you know, smoke a bowl? And Katie is just like, I demand attention. I demand freedom. Okay, I'm under the futon. So if you hear me go, oh shit, it's because Katie has emerged and I need to make sure that I don't need to like human referee some cat drama. There hasn't been any, but you know, I'm always nervous.
Yeah.
Because on one hand, Wilbur outweighs her, but he only has two teeth. And Katie is extremely small, but she has all her teeth and she used to be an outside cat. So she knows how to like take care of her tiny self. We brought questions.
Yes.
Ready for silly questions?
Yeah. One of them is not like super silly, but one of them is very silly and I have a prop for it.
Ooh.
So, yeah.
Okay. You want to go first? You want me to go first?
I'll go first with my non-silly one.
All right, bring it. Silly questions. And
if
hopefully
you could, if you could only eat one kind of food.
Oh.
For the rest of your life.
Ooh.
Like one, we could go like general, like, you know, like Mexican food or Italian food.
Or a specific food item.
Or, yeah.
I do love pasta.
Yeah.
I could eat pasta forever.
What would you pick?
Wow, that's really interesting because I started a new medication because one of my medications stopped working. And one of the side effects is that, like, I want the blandest food. My stomach is like, really? All we want
here.
Well,
one of your children only eats in shades of beige.
Yes,
so
my older child. Although ice cream can come in any color. That's the exception, of course. Can I tell you the cutest thing, by the way?
Sure.
My older child has gotten into basketball, super into it. And it turns out my younger son likes basketball. So they came to us and my older son was like, we would really like to subscribe to one of the NBA packages. Could we maybe, could we pool our allowance and subscribe to the NBA package?
Cute.
And I was like, oh, I had no idea this was even a thing. Okay. So, you know, we subscribe to the package, split the cost. And last night there.
That also sounds like the title of a romance novel, subscribing to his package. And it's like an OnlyFans cam guy, like sex worker.
Let me tell you something about
OnlyFans. There
you go,
guys. You can have that one for free.
Thank you. I'll tell them. And last night on our family Discord server, they were messaging other, hey, there's games at 7:30. You want to meet up in the living room? Yeah, I'll meet you in the living room. We'll hang out. They just hung out in the living room together watching basketball.
That is so sweet.
Each on their own part, there's a couch and a love seat, each on a couch, each with a quilt. Totally. It was so adorable. Also, I need to tell you something before I forget, and then I swear I'll answer your question.
Okay.
It's like I've got squirrels in my brain.
Yeah.
There is a podcast for the Great British Baking Show hosted by two former contestants. You remember really hot David, who won a couple of years ago? He was like, he was never star baker. And this other girl with, so it's his name is David Atherton. And he won. He'd never won Star Baker. This other person was heavily favored.
Yes.
And he pulled out the win. So he is one of the hosts. And then that season, there was a guy named Michael, I want to say Chakraverty. I might be saying that wrong. And if I am, I apologize. He is the co-host. So it's two very bawdy gay guys recapping Bake Off, both having been contestants.
Interesting.
And they say hilariously bawdy things. Like they're talking about how you stretch out a bagel and how many fingers you need to stretch properly. I mean, I was just like, I need to put the rotary, because you know, I listen when I'm quilting. I have to put the rotary cutter down right now because I'm going to cut something wrong. I'm laughing so hard. They have a Patreon and they call it their Only Flans. Isn't that great? I might. And they're like, in our Patreon only flans, you get more gossip. And I'm like, I'm sorry, more gossip? They know how to tempt me. Anyway, it's called the Sticky Bun Boys and it is fantastic. Fantastic. And if you join, you're a member of the Soggy Bottoms.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know, right?
Okay. I'm loving all these like dirty puns.
It's so bawdy. I cannot recommend it more highly. Okay, food. So on one hand, I could eat pasta for the rest of my life because you can put anything on pasta.
Yeah, it's a very versatile food vehicle.
But right now, in this moment, I feel like I could eat peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for the rest of my life and be very happy because the only thing my stomach wants is peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Interesting. Okay.
So, and the thing about peanut butter and jelly is that you have some variation in chunky versus smooth peanut butter. And if you're going to go back to, you know, adding mayonnaise, that's your call. You can do PB and mayonnaise. We've tried it. I'm still ambivalent. But the jelly has to be the Kirkland strawberry preserves, which are so good, I could eat them with a spoon. I could get the jar and eat it with a spoon.
I don't really have access to a Costco because you need a vehicle to go shopping.
Yes,
Costco,
you do need a vehicle to go to Costco.
I'm a basic bon maman bitch.
I've never had their jelly.
Fancy little jams and jellies. I love their raspberry preserves. I love raspberry.
Ooh, raspberry preserves. And when you want to kill your roommate, you've got a murder weapon.
Yeah. I feel so bad because I love raspberry everything. So I really cannot eat it. I'm a basic bitch and I love that expensive Those expensive little jars.
Oh, do you know they have an advent calendar?
What?
Bon Mama has an advent calendar.
Little jelly?
Yes. 24 little jams and jellies.
I don't know if I could get a full toast on that one.
I am now a great connoisseur of advent calendars because even though we don't celebrate Christmas,
I was like, you're Jewish.
I'm Jewish. Good catch. Hanukkah is 8 nights and 24 is divisible by 8. Mm. So last year, Adam's Hanukkah present was a bourbon and whiskey advent calendar.
Oh, that's right.
And I basically ordered stickers from Etsy and any Christmas stuff on the box, I covered with Hanukkah stickers. So I had like little sufganiyot and little latkes and, you know, little gelt and coins and stars. And I just stuck them all over the box to like over the Christmas stuff. Adam was thrilled. He was so into it. And each one was a different like small batch bourbon or whiskey. He was so happy. So like I can get advent calendars and divide them by 8. I used to do that with the Lego one.
I have a hard time with advent calendars because I've done them before. Mm-hmm. Like ones that are like specialty like soaps and stuff and like bath stuff.
Yeah.
I am like just a raccoon and I just tear into it. I just got to get my little mischievous fingers in there.
Is this like an Aries thing?
I don't know. But like I do not have the patience or willpower to be like, okay, it's day 4. You open the little window. Okay, it's day 5. Open. I'm like, no, I'm an adult and I can just rip into this and get all 24 things at one time. I don't have to wait. And that's usually what I do. And I'm like, wow, this is over in like 2 seconds. But now I have like 24 things.
Now I want to send you the Bon Mama advent calendar and just like sign on and watch you go ham.
I'm that person. I don't know if we've talked about this. I get so excited. I don't love Christmas, but I get excited about gift giving. And the second I get someone's present, whether it's Stephanie or my partner or whatever, I'm like, do you want it now? I can give it to you early. Do you want it now? They're like, no, I will wait for Christmas. I will wait for my birthday, whatever. And I'm like, I don't understand. Because if you had given me that question, I would say, yes, give it to me now, please. And because they're so steadfast when I'm like, well, can I open my present early? They're like, no, you will wait. And I'm like, but I don't want to. Like, I get so excited.
Oh my gosh.
I get so excited to give people gifts and to receive gifts in return. But I have yet to meet a person who will let me give them their present early. And I don't understand why. Why would you wait when I'm happy to give it to you now because I want to see the look on your face because I did such a good job.
So there's now, and then there's also now, but not later. So what is the answer for your question? What food could you eat for the rest of your life?
If I'm going to loophole it and bend the rules, ooh, I would say Asian food because Asia is very big.
Oh, that is a very large cuisine descriptor.
Yeah. Mm. But if we're non-loopholing it.
All right. I like both answers. Loophole, non-loophole. Because my loophole answer was obviously pasta because you can dress that up any number of ways. But your non-loophole is
nachos.
Fair. Yeah. Absolutely fair.
Because the toppings you can have like a barbecue nacho. You can do general like Mexican nachos. Yes. You can do breakfast nachos there. I love a crunch.
Yeah.
So I think nachos, if I had to like pick a specific dish, that's what I would go with.
We are going to Alicia Rye's wedding this weekend. We're flying out to Vegas on Thursday.
Can't wait for pics.
And I know, I'm so excited. We are going to just chill by the pool on Friday because the wedding stuff is all weekend. So we're going to chill by the pool on Friday. And of course, me, like you, likes to look at the menu ahead of time, right?
Oh,
you got to do your menu research, right? So I pull up the poolside menu. They have Philly cheesesteak nachos. And I am so baffled by this.
Tucking into some nachos poolside.
Yeah, but they have like 4 different kind of nachos. There's Philly cheesesteak nachos, regular, you know, Tex-Mex nachos. And I'm like, Philly cheesesteak nachos, that's a thing? But
you know what? Will they bring it to you in the swim-up bar?
I don't know if they have a swim-up bar. I have to look. But if you are day drinking, nachos is a great choice for food, right?
Yeah,
it's salty.
Sure.
It's got a little veg. It's got a little protein. Got a little cheese. Yeah. It's
a little greasy, a little messy.
Yeah. It soaks up all that alcohol, so to speak. Okay. Yeah, absolutely. All right. So, silly question, and then I'll end with my serious question, which is not a serious question, but it's, you know, seasonal.
Mine is very silly, so I'm excited.
Okay. What is your best insult?
Oh, God. I don't know. I feel like Sarah's known me for quite a long time. And I also an Aries situation where I'm a spicy little pepper.
I am aware. Yes.
So I feel like.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
My insults aren't really insults. They're just like facial expressions.
Like, you do, for the record, have a really good, really expression. Like, are you shitting me right now? Yeah. Oh, yeah. You have a really good, seriously, really expression. Yeah. Really, really good one.
I feel like one that I don't use very often anymore was like, well, you tried. You did. You tried your best.
Yep.
And
an attempt was made.
An attempt was made. Like a bless your heart.
Yeah, bless your heart is sure. Just absolutely. But how's your mama? Bless your heart. Oh God, my soul just froze over.
We're just like, well, they seem nice, right?
They seem nice is just woof.
They seem pleasant. Yeah. So I don't have like a go-to, I feel like.
I have two levels of the best insult that I've ever heard and then incorporated into my life. One was at a speech at a conference. I'm trying to decide how much I can reveal of who said what. But the keynote at a specific conference that I was at with another romance author, the keynote was a bit misguided. It was somebody who was extremely successful, talking, of course, about how hard success is and that when you have it, it's so terrible. To a room full of aspiring writers, which is quite a lot. And then this person also read like inspiring letters from people who were in, I believe, refugee camps who'd read their books. And it was just so, and it was just like, it was a lot of cringe. So at the next morning at breakfast, I'm sitting next to this person and another individual mentions how much they loved the speech. They just were so inspired by it. And the person next to me said, wasn't that interesting? And I went, oh, shit. And I leaned over and I said, I just need you to know that I speak Midwestern. And I know what you just said. Because that's like the Midwestern version of bless your heart.
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't that different? Oh, God. Yeah. But the absolute best insult I have ever heard comes from a venue that I don't even participate in. I am not a Real Housewives of any of any location person. But at one point, I want to say, now I have to Google it because I can't. I'm afraid I'm going to miscredit who said it.
I'm a Housewives aficionado.
So who was it that said, "It is a blessing we are speaking her name right now"? Was that Niecy or was that
Nene Leakes?
Nene. It was definitely Nene. Thank you, Nene Leakes. Somebody asked her about another housewife and she just said, you know, it is a blessing that we are speaking her name right now. And I was just like, that is the coldest thing I have ever heard. And I love
it. Nene's also did the one where it's like, I said what I said.
I said what I said.
One of the interesting things about my relationship is my partner is very nice. They are a very nice person. They don't like to make waves. But I...
You're a spicy pepper. We just went over this.
Yeah. I want to escalate. That's me. And like, there are some days where I wake up and I'm like, I wish someone would today. Like, I wish someone would give me a reason today.
And yet you work in retail with the public.
And I'm very pleasant. but Brian will be driving. I'm not even the driver. And someone will just like forget to turn their blinker on or try to like pass us. And I'm already like, this motherfucker.
Have you gone full Florida woman in front of him? Has this happened yet? Is this like a relationship stage when you're in a relationship with a Floridian and they go full Florida? Like, is that a thing that happens?
I don't know what full Florida would be. Someone, I mean, like one of Brian's friends, we were at like a brewery and he's like a guy who likes to ask like weird questions.
Yeah.
And it was like a bunch of the partners, the women partners. And he's like, ladies, what pet would be a red flag for you for like dating?
Oh.
And I'm like, Nick, I'm from Florida. There are no red flag pets.
I did pudding wrestling and there was a lizard in my bathtub.
My father had a friend growing up who kept caimans in his bathtub in South Florida. Like, we've owned snakes. Like, there is no red flag pet.
I'm sorry, I'm crying.
Yeah, no, I
your pets
like,
don't scare me. I'm from Florida.
Like, I've seen baby alligators in a man's bathtub. You think this impresses me that you have a ferret? No.
It just means things smell bad if you have a ferret.
Yeah, they're just stinky. Yeah.
Is there?
But I will escalate. I'm like, I'm ready. And Brian is the calming force of like, we don't need to do that.
I don't escalate unless I'm like, okay, I've hit my line. And then I'm like, here's what we're going to do. And here's how you're going to leave me alone. And we're done now. Like when I get into get out of my way mode, Adam's just like, look, just do what she says. Just get out of the way. Just let her handle this. This we've had enough of this mess. We're going to unmess this situation.
No, Brian will roll up the car windows. I don't need these people to hear you cursing because they made a weird little driving error.
All right. What's your next question? Sorry, your pets don't scare me. I'm from Florida.
Okay, I have a prop because this question is a fuck, marry, kill question.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, hang on. Go ahead.
So we have Sexy Ronald joining us today.
All right, hang on. Hold still. I'm taking a screen cap. Sexy Ronald is still in the box?
He could be worth something someday. I need to preserve him.
Could you... I mean, we're going to put pictures in the show notes here. I will link to this, but could you just describe Sexy sure. Ronald?
Sexy Ronald was a beloved birthday gift to me from my friend Tildy, who the minute she gave it to me was like, you need to take this because my husband needs it out of our house.
Your pets and your figurines don't scare me. I'm
and I
Florida.
Knew exactly what it was. So every month I get like this newsletter of weird like tchotchkes and figurines,
which is I mean for the record that is Amanda Catnip right there.
Yeah. And I saw the Sexy Ronald and everyone I talked to was like, please don't spend human dollars on that.
Stephanie on Twitter was like, do not
bring that into our home. Everybody I talked to did not support the Sexy Ronald. I even put it on Twitter to see if I could get at least one person to validate this purchase. Everybody was horrified. So I did not buy this for myself, but thankfully my friend Tildy bought it for me. but it is a shirtless Ronald McDonald, and he's got his clown shoes still on.
And he's very ripped.
Yeah, and knee-high yellow socks.
As you
and
do.
And he's wearing a red little Speedo, and he's kind of like tugging one end of the Speedo down with his hand.
Sort of like a romance novel cover model.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then he's just displaying a little bit of pubic hair, but the pubic hair is piping hot McDonald's French fries is what I imagine them to be.
So he's got fry pubes.
Fry pubes. All right.
So what Mr. Sexy Ronald Fry pubes, what is the question? What is the question?
Fuck, marry, kill, Ronald McDonald, the Hamburglar, and Grimace.
Oh my God.
That's the I try.
Because I know I have a loud laugh. I try really hard not to laugh into the microphone, and I lean away, and I swear to God, I'm going to fall off my chair.
And we'll see if our answers line up.
Oh, my. Okay. I didn't even take weed today. Oh, my God. Okay. So, fuck, marry, kill.
Yeah.
Ronald the Hamburglar.
And Grimace.
And Grimace. Okay. All right. So you got to kill Ronald because that's some creepy shit right there. You got to kill Ronald.
Okay.
Kill Ronald. I mean, also, if his pubes are fries,
yeah,
then I'm not bringing the Lady Garden anywhere near that.
Okay. See, my thought is, look, we're all adults here, right?
Fine. Yep.
We've gotten a pube in our mouth a time or two.
Yes, but it wasn't a French fry pube.
But then it would be better if it were a French fry.
I am okay. I'm never going to look at French fries the same way again. Okay.
We're on like a road trip and I was like, do you want to stop at McDonald's? You're like, no, McDonald's.
I'm sorry. I cannot road food. No. Mm-mm. Nope. Sorry. All right. So I'm going to kill Ronald because clowns are creepy.
Okay.
I would marry the Hamburglar.
Okay.
Because either his life of crime will provide burgers, which is good, or he'll be imprisoned and that means one less person for me to deal with. Also, when we lived in New Jersey, I think this is still true, in Bloomfield, right off of the Garden State Parkway in Bloomfield, there's a McDonald's and you can get off the Garden State and go to the McDonald's or you can go to it locally. Like it's in between a residential neighborhood and the highway. And they have Grimace, Mayor McCheese, and the Hamburglar, but they're all behind bars.
They're in jail.
There's like they're behind some barrier. And I'm guessing it's so that, you know, people don't steal them. Cause if you could steal Mayor McCheese, you would steal Mayor McCheese. Obviously, you would want that on your front lawn. Forget that 12-foot skeleton. You want Mayor McCheese.
Mayor McCheese.
So they're all in jail. And I used to sit in the drive-thru and be like, was there some kind of conspiracy how this happened?
What are their crimes?
I don't know. But I mean, clearly the Hamburglar and Mayor McCheese, if they're both in prison, had something, you know, they might have been working together. So either way.
Yeah.
Marry Hamburglar because that in terms of long-term hamburger benefits would be.
Yeah. And you would fuck Grimace. Yes. You're going to go on the record here.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh my God. I hope my children never listen to this podcast because my younger child was like, Mom, can we do a podcast where I talk to you about books and tell you what I'm reading? I'm like, are you kidding? Anytime, right now, later, anytime. Absolutely. I would love to know what
you have this.
And then we have this. Sorry, children. I'm sorry.
I would.
Okay.
I would marry Ronald McDonald.
Because fry pubes.
For money.
For money. Not for the fries.
Oh, for sure. He's loaded. He's the face of the brand.
Good point. Good point. Maybe you don't need a life of crime.
I would fuck the Hamburglar because he's the bad boy. He's the, you know, the criminal.
And you can fix him.
Maybe. We'll see. And then we can conspire together to murder my clown burger husband.
Oh,
that just came to me.
This is an interesting theory.
But right? Also, kill Grimace because he is a crime against God. What is Grimace?
What did Grimace ever do to you?
What? I feel like the existence of Grimace violates something in the Geneva Convention. Like,
see, I think Grimace and the Booberry Ghost and Frankenberry are all friends.
I feel like they're related somehow.
Also, did you know that Grimace... According to this pin I'm looking at, Grimace has multiple arms.
What is Grimace? What is he?
I don't know. Maybe Grimace is related to Gritty.
Oh.
You think Grimace, Gritty, and the Booberry Ghost are like buds and they hang out?
I feel like if we tweeted at Gritty, if he's related to Grimace, we might get a response.
Gritty would tell us.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's the eyes, I feel like. The big, lifeless eyes.
Yes. The big staring lifeless. I don't know what Grimace is. Maybe a sentient milkshake?
He looks, but he's purple.
That's true.
There's nothing on the McDonald's menu that's purple. What is Grimace? Let's see, Google.
Oh, no. First Google the episode, and we're finding out what Grimace is because is I Grimace? Said I was going to fuck him. Oh, boy.
What is Grimace supposed to be?
A sentient gumdrop?
He's a rotund purple being of indeterminate species.
Well, there you go. And I have apparently volunteered to have sexual congress with it. Woo! Yeah.
Someone's like, is Grimace a giant taste bud?
Oh, gross! Oh, yep. Gross! All right, why is that my line? I don't know, but that's nasty. Yucky, yucky, okay. Yucky. All right.
Well, there we go. That was my...
Wow. That was a good question. I feel like I know things now. All right, so since it's spooky season...
Yeah.
What is a paranormal encounter you've been through?
So, I don't know if we want to count my medium reading that I did.
Oh.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
And very emotional. But one that I wasn't really expecting or whatever. I was at a friend's house one time and we were sitting on their futon bed. And they had this end table next to their futon bed, and it had like a book and a coaster and, you know, like water or whatever. And the table just starts shaking.
Ooh.
Table just starts shaking hard enough that like the paperback book gets knocked off. And I remember it was The Wizard of Earthsea was the book.
Oh. But just the table is shaking.
Yeah, just the table is shaking. Now, like the table is not against a wall where like the washer's running.
Right.
Like this is the only thing that is shaking in the room. And the book falls off. And I'm like, what the fuck was that?
And you jump up ready to fight the ghost, right?
Just ready.
Brian's like, I gotta lower all the windows before you fight this ghost. Hang on, I don't need the neighbors to hear this.
Just throwing punches into like thin air. But my friend is like, oh, that's my grandmother's end table. And sometimes it just shakes and we think it's like her ghost. She's like, this is the only thing in my room that I like have of hers, but it was her end table in her house. And when she died, this was like one of the things that we took from her house.
Oh dear.
Yeah. So that's like really been the only, besides the medium reading that I did following the death of my dad, this was like the only other like paranormal encounter I've had.
And for the record, you lived with weird pets in North Florida, which is apparently a very haunted place.
I mean, we just write it off as our dogs are weird. Like they're usually rescues, so they're just a little off.
Yeah.
Wow. So yeah, I haven't had like many spooky encounters, but like that one, there wasn't really any way to be like, why is this table shaking? It's not like connected to anything. It's not like sharing a wall where like a washer is going or some other piece of machinery.
That's
nothing else
wild.
Is shaking.
Ooh.
But it was like vibrating and shaking enough to like
knock a book down.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's like the only thing that I can remember. But the medium reading I did was pretty interesting, pretty not like creepy, but it was very interesting, like the things that like came up that I don't think could have been gleaned any other way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like knowing what I was wearing when the last time I saw my dad and like little things from my childhood.
Wow.
So that was like really emotional. I know we've talked about it on the podcast.
Yeah.
With Carol. But yeah, that was like pretty interesting. But those are like the two that I would suggest.
Wow. That's cool.
Yeah. What about you, Sarah?
Well, I told you about the ghost at the inn in Maryland.
Yes.
The ghost
Nora Roberts Inn.
In the Nora Roberts Inn, the ghost woke me up by messing with my phone. And then I ended up meeting this lovely pair of women. And then we had dinner together and had this lovely, lovely time together. And it was one of their last vacations together because the mom of the duo was very ill with cancer. And the trip to the Nora Roberts signing was something that they did. I think might have been like around Mother's Day.
Yeah.
So that But see, that just happened to me, and I can tell that story, and there's lots of like explanations. Oh, your phone was just malfunctioning. Oh, yeah. This was just weird. And there's no reason for my phone to make phone calls and then make the do-do-do, the number you have reached cannot be connected.
And it's not something that's happened before.
No, either. And there was no record of outgoing calls in the call log either. But, you know, according to the innkeeper at that time, the ghost, whose name is Elizabeth, likes to mess with technology. Like, okay, yeah. I get it.
Sure.
So the paranormal encounter that I've had where I had a witness was when I was right after Orville died. So Orville and Wilbur were both orange buds. They're orange bros, and they had to be adopted together. And Orville was very, very big. Hi, Linus.
I love how, like, leaving.
Over your shoulder, the door has just opened. And I'm like, ghostly things. No, it's just the cat.
Just the cat.
So Wilbur and Orville had to be adopted together. They were littermates, and Orville had a lot of health problems. He had megacolon. He required special food. He required a lot of help to move his bowels. Poor thing. It's a very cat poop episode today.
Yeah.
And Orville died very suddenly one morning. Adam brought him his breakfast, and we used to mix his meds into a dehydrated raw meat food with hot water. So it smelled really good and covered the smell of the medication. And he died having breakfast. Sometimes cats just check out. They're like, all right, thanks. Been great. Bye.
Yeah.
And we used to feed him on the cabinet, and he fell off the cabinet, and that was it. And Adam came running downstairs to get me off the treadmill. He's like, well, Orville just collapsed. I don't know what to do. And I'm like Googling, how do you take a cat's pulse? Like, yeah. I didn't know. And I was like, no, he's definitely yeah. checked out. He has exited. And you know, if you're going to go, faced purring at your breakfast is a
sure.
perfectly lovely way. So we used to give him morning meds and night meds. And then, you know, we would give him this rehydrated food. We'd also give some to Wilbur. That night we were like, oh, you know, we don't have to prep his meds. That's really sad. And Wilbur was downstairs, and both dogs were downstairs, and the kids were both in bed. And we hear upstairs in the hallway, thump, 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 thump. And then the sound of Orville meowing. And
I got goosebumps, Sarah.
Wilbur turned around, and the dogs looked up the stairs, and I looked at Adam and I said, you heard that, right? And he's like, yeah, what was that? I'm like, I think that was Orville. I think, yeah, that was Orville. That was his.
And, oh my gosh.
Adam was like, I mean, I guess. And he doesn't believe in ghosts or anything like that. But he could tell. He was like, I definitely heard that. It was definitely not Wilbur. We're looking at him. And Wilbur just sort of looked at the stairs and then looked back at us and was like, yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. So I kept noticing that Wilbur wouldn't come back into my office, which is where Orville died. And I went in my office and I said, Orville, we are going to take great care of Wilbur. We're going to make sure he's very happy. We're going to always take care of him. You don't have to stay here. You can go. It's okay. It's all right to leave. We're going to take good care of your brother, and thank you for being our cat. And we never heard the noises again. And Wilbur would come in and relax in the room. And then we just sort of moved on. But every time Adam's like, oh yeah, I don't believe in ghosts. I'm like, so what about that time we heard Orville? What about that time we heard?
Like, we don't talk about that.
And Orville was a very big cat. So when he moved around, you remember that cat diagram?
Yes.
He was, oh Lord, he coming. He was a big man. He was a large, beefy, lovely cat. He was very big. He made noise when he walked. And all the other pets were downstairs. So every time Adam is like, yeah, I don't believe in ghosts. I'm like, really? Because I was there when we both heard that thing. That's right. Yep. And I've lived in haunted houses before. Like our house in Jersey City was definitely haunted because all the cats would watch the same thing that I couldn't see moving around.
Oh.
Yeah. But that was a very old house, and clearly somebody had lived on the first floor because a full bath had been put in on the first floor, and the dining room had clearly been, like, there was a cable hookup and there were lots of extra outlets. So it like made me think, oh, maybe there was medical equipment.
Yeah.
So whoever lived on the first floor of the house, if they still live there, that's cool, whatever. But the pets could totally see. So that's probably the most recent paranormal encounter that I've been through.
Yeah. The table one was like maybe 10 years ago.
But you remember it, right? Like, you remember the name of the book.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
for sure. Of course. Absolutely. It's weird how when you have something creepy like that, your brain kind of presses record and it's like, let's hold on to that.
Yeah.
Thanks, brain.
I wish I had more like ghosty stuff. That would be cool.
But well, you know what we should do? We should ask people who are listening to tell us their paranormal encounters. Yes, and then we can recap them. You can call us. You can call 201-371-3272, or you can just record a voice memo on your phone and email it to us, spjpodcast@gmail.com. Or you can just email us, Sarah and Amanda at smartbitchestrashybooks.com are each of our email addresses. You can email us. But if you had a paranormal encounter, we want to hear about it. Tell us your ghostly stories.
For sure.
Yeah. And that brings us to the end of this week's episode. Thank you, Amanda, for bringing silly questions. I want to know the answers that you have to our silly questions, especially the one about Grimace. I would like to not be alone in answering this question. So tell me your answers. You can email us at sbjpodcast@gmail.com. You can leave a message at 201-371-3272. You can record a voice memo and just email it to me, but I would love to hear from you. I really need to know your answer. Please don't leave me alone in answering this question. Please. Pretty please. We have a joke. Always end with a bad joke. And this joke comes from Nico. Thank you, Nico. Are you ready to torture everyone you know with this terrible joke? I'm here for you. That's why we do this. Why do ducks have tail feathers? Why do ducks have tail feathers? To cover their butt quacks. Butt quack!
Butt quack.
Thank you, Nico. You know, you can always email me jokes. It's like my favorite thing. Like, I'll open my email and there's absolutely astonishingly bad covers and jokes. Bad jokes. My email inbox is a wondrous place. On behalf of everyone here, we wish you the very best of reading. Have a great weekend. We'll see you back here next week. Smart Podcast Trashy Books is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. You can find outstanding podcasts to subscribe to at frolic.media/podcast.
Butt quacks.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.